Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour, bienvenue sur French Your Way podcast. This is episode 51. And if you don't know me already, first welcome. I'm Jessica, je m'appelle Jessica and I'm a native teacher of French. And I do this podcast, French Your Way podcast, on a weekly basis to help you improve with your French. So sometimes I share some tips, but mainly I alternate between brushing up or helping you learn some grammar notions or vocabulary. And I'm particularly interested into trying to make things as simple as possible, so break the language into the smallest element possible to make things more memorable for you. And I also love going over the origin of French words and expressions, again, because it is more memorable this way, and also because it gives a really nice insight into the language and the culture. And today is part two of French expressions with animals. You can listen to part one, that was episode 48 of French Your Way podcast, and you can find it in your podcast app or online at frenchyourway.com.au/podcast48. So that's for the first part of expressions with animals. And these are really common, popular expressions. And you'll probably impress if you can fit these in a French conversation with native speakers. So just try to select one that you like and then to fit it when the context is appropriate. Have a look at the following French expressions with animals. Did you know? And I was doing the animals in alphabetical order. We stopped last time at M with mouche, I think. Do you remember what a mouche is? That's a fly. And we're starting today again with M, with mouton, so sheep. Et revenir à ses moutons. Revenir à ses moutons is to come back to your sheep. So all the expressions are written in the show notes, so everything that I say in French you can find in the show notes of the episode if you need support for comprehension or if you need to know how something is spelled. Revenir à ses moutons, that's exactly what I'm doing now. To go back to your sheep, that means to go back to the main point or go back to the conversation. It's to close a digression. Revenons à nos moutons, let's go back to our sheep, let's go back to the point. Être frisé comme un mouton. Do you know what frisé is? If you've learned how to describe a person physically, you may have learned about how to say long hair, short hair, blonde hair, dark hair, but also straight and curly hair. Curly is frisé. So être frisé comme un mouton is to like be very curly, like a bit like you have a woolly type of hair. Oh, un ours, a bear, un ours mal léché, a badly licked bear. It's really weird to translate. But un ours mal léché is a person, so usually a man, who is not very sociable, who is trying to like be... who prefers solitude to people's company. Sometimes somebody who can be like a bit rude, or you don't want to be around them because they're like a bear. Like actually mal léché means badly licked, but I was thinking when you are mal léché, it simply means that you are in a bad mood. So here you are. Pie, like poisson. Poisson, a fish. Noyer le poisson, so to drown the fish. It's to try to confuse the issue. In fact, it comes from a fishing technique that was that consists to weaken the fish by alternatively like force its head into the water and out of the water and in and out. So it's to like the language has evolved a little bit now. This expression noyer le poisson doesn't really mean to weaken the opponent or the enemy, just to make them confused, but it's to try to hide the truth a little bit, or just confuse people in that way. Faire une queue de poisson, so to do a fish tail, that's very common on the road. I hate when people do that. It's when you cut in front of someone, so when driving your car. Faire une queue de poisson. P like poule. Poule. Think of poulet, you know, chicken. Une poule is a hen. So, avoir la chair de poule is to have the flesh of a hen. Basically, is to have goosebump. La chair de poule, goosebump. Quand les poules auront des dents. And this is interesting. Try to find the equivalent, the English equivalent of that expression. Quand les poules auront des dents. When the hen will have teeth. When is that going to be? Probably never, right? So that's when pigs can fly. And I like how French and English use a totally different image with totally different animal, but both funny. Avoir la puce à l'oreille, or mettre la puce à l'oreille. It's to set somebody thinking, like to give somebody the tick, and then they think, oh, it's like, for example, she's eating a lot and she's like grown bigger a little bit. Would she be pregnant by any chance? That's avoir la puce à l'oreille. So this expression dates from the 13th century. And une puce is a flea, by the way. So it is a reference to the fleas that are making you itchy. And if they are not far from your ear, that means that it brings your attention to it. So this is how the meaning of this expression has evolved towards like being a bit wary or suspicious or worried or just get a clue about things. Avoir la puce à l'oreille. Still with puce, a flea, être excité comme une puce. Être excité comme une puce. So, to be excited like a flea. We could imagine that the flea would be like jumping everywhere with excitement. So, that's to be all excited, in fact. Une taupe. Alors, taupe, you probably know the color. It's kind of grey-brownish. And I think it comes from the fur of this animal. Une taupe is a mole. So the animal living underground, and we also use it for I think in English it's the same, when somebody like is a spy or is actually working for the enemy, we say it's a mole. We also say une taupe in French. So être myope comme une taupe. You are myope when you cannot see in the distance. You may be seeing clearly when you read a book and something that's close to you, but when something is a bit far from you, you can't see really well. So être myope comme une taupe is like to not see very far ahead. It's actually to be blind as a bat. Une vache, so a cow. I like this one. Parler comme une vache espagnole. Or also parler une langue comme une vache espagnole. So to speak like a Spanish cow, or to speak a language like a Spanish cow. It means to speak a language horribly, like very badly, to be very bad at it. Like you don't conjugate any verb, like your grammar is really, really wobbly. You can say, je parle français comme une vache espagnole. I speak French like a Spanish cow. Now, these were some very common expressions. I've selected for you just a few proverbs, four proverbs, to finish this episode, this series about expressions with animals. One is qui vole un œuf vole un bœuf. Qui vole un œuf vole un bœuf. So literally, the one who steals an egg steals a beef or an ox. So it's like, it's the expression, the equivalent expression in English is to give somebody an inch and he or she'll take a mile. Well, I'm not sure if it's the real equivalent. If we explain this expression more precisely, is like, if you do a small crime and you think it's okay to just steal an egg, you'll probably in the end be able to do a bigger one, like a bigger crime, such as stealing an ox. Mettre la charrue avant les bœufs. So la charrue is the plow for the field. Mettre la charrue avant les bœufs is literally to put the plow before the oxes. So very close image used in English is to put the cart before the horse. Vendre la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué. So l'ours, we've already seen before, it's the bear. Vendre la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué. It's literally to sell the skin of the bear before even having killed it. I selected this expression because I also liked the different image that was used in English. It's to count your chicken before they are hatched. So you anticipate a little bit too much and then things may not unfold as you had planned them to do. And last one is chat échaudé craint l'eau froide. Un chat échaudé craint l'eau froide. Once bitten, twice shy. So these proverbs are not as frequently used, but they are still like very common knowledge, and I hope you have enjoyed this little incursion into like French language and French images for expressions. So can you try to share some of the expressions with the animals that exist in your own language, and would you know their equivalent in French? Leave a comment on the episode. I would be really happy to discover more expressions and for you to share them with other students as well. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.